Charlene finished throwing up, she hoped, and wiped her face with the hot, damp towel. Her mouth, she reflected, tasted as bad as she could remember anything's ever tasting. Her stomach heaved again at the thought, but she suppressed the sensation sternly. Muscles hovered on the brink of revolt for a few precarious seconds, then subsided, for the moment at least. "Betta?" a voice asked, and she looked up from the basin in her lap with a wan smile. Despite both the fire crackling behind her husband and the embedded tile pipes circulating heated water under the bedroom's tile floor, the air was chilly, to say the least, and the fresh towel he'd just taken from the kettle on the bedroom hearth steamed in his hand. Under the circumstances, it was understandable that the Emperor had wrapped a blanket around himself as he stood beside their bed, however unregal he might look at the moment. In fact, Charlene was of the opinion that it went beyond unregal to something approaching silly. On the other hand, she thought, he did climb out of bed and hand me a towel the instant he heard me throwing up. That's got to count for something, even if the whole thing is his fault. "Better, I think," she said, adding the conditional when her stomach gave another tentative heave. "Good." He whisked the towel with which she'd wiped her face, and which had already cooled markedly, out of her hand and replaced it with the one he'd just wrung out. The used towel went back into the kettle, and he carried the basin into the adjacent bathroom. A moment later, she heard the toilet flush. Then he returned, setting the basin carefully on the bedside table beside her, before he climbed back into the bed himself and wrapped his arms around her. "Ow!" she objected, as cold feet wiggled their way under her. Well, Caleb Jean Harald Brian Armach, Duke of Armach, Prince of Telesburg, Prince Protector of the Realm, King of Karras, and, by God's grace, Emperor of Karras, said reasonably to Charlene Alana Jennifer Alyssa Tate Armach, Duchess of Cherraith, Lady Protector of Chisholm, Queen of Chisholm, and, by God's grace, Empress of Karras. "They got frozen in your service. The least you can do is help me thaw them out again." "And if the shock of being poked with two lumps of ice makes me throw up again?" she inquired darkly. "At the rate you're throwing up, whether I poke you with ice or not isn't going to make any difference," he told her philosophically. "Besides, you're facing the other way." Some things could not be allowed to pass by any self-respecting empress, and Caleb squawked as she whipped around and slender, vengeful fingers found his armpits. In one of the universe's less fair dispensations, he was far more ticklish than she was, and she pressed her despicable advantage ruthlessly. "All right, all right," he gasped finally. "I surrender. I'll thaw my own feet out, you ungrateful and unreasonable wench." "Oh, wench is it?" she retorted, and he shouted with laughter as she redoubled her attack. Then he rolled back over, caught her wrists, and pinned them down. She started to wiggle, only to stop as he bent over her and kissed her forehead. "But you're my very most favorite wench in all the world," he told her softly, and she shook her head with a smile. "You really need to work on your technique, Your Majesty," she told him. "On the other hand, considering the source, and the fact that that's probably the very best your poor primitive male brain can do, I accept your apology." "Apology?" he quirked one eyebrow. "I don't remember making any She smacked her hip into him sideways, and he paused in mid-word, his expression thoughtful. "What I meant to say," he corrected himself in a dignified tone, "was that I'm gratified, deeply gratified, by your forgiveness." "Which is why you'll live to see another dawn," she told him sweetly. "A consideration which did cross my own mind," he conceded, and gave her forehead another kiss before he settled back. Given the way her own mouth tasted, she couldn't fault his kiss's placement, she admitted, as his right arm went back under and around her, and he drew her head down on his right shoulder. She nestled close, treasuring the warmth of their blankets, inhaling the smell of him, and he raised his arm behind her in a hug, which happened to let his right hand caress her hair. "Seriously," he said, "how long do you expect this to go on?" "Too long, however long it is," she said darkly, then shrugged. "I'm not sure. Mother says she was never morning sick at all, and neither was Grandmama, as far as Mother recalls, so that's no help. Or particularly fair, now that I think about it. And according to Sarai, her mother was morning sick for at least 10 months. Or was it an entire year? 2 years?" The Empress shrugged again. "Something like that, anyway."